Options are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. We are continuing in our series entitled The Faith Crises, and we're continuing with part two of what I've entitled The Spirit of Faith. The world needs the church today more than ever. Amen. They need what we have. They're in darkness. The world is in darkness. The system is broken. Everything about it is darkness. And we carry light. And the world needs our light. The song that we sing feels like heaven in the room, heaven in the room. If you go to Isaiah 51 and verse number 16 with me, I want to reaffirm that the truth of that song. It says in verse 16 of Isaiah 51, "And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people." The Lord says here, he's speaking through Isaiah, "I have put my words in your mouth, and I've covered you in the shadow of my hand." My brothers and sisters, let me encourage you, don't be afraid to speak the word of God. Don't be intimidated, nor oppressed, nor fearful of persecution. The Lord says, "I've put my word in your mouth, and I've covered you in the shadow of my hand." God has covered you. In other words, God says, "I'm going to protect you, but I need you to speak my word." Now, God would not have said he would put you under the shadow of his hand if he didn't have to protect you from something. So understand that. You know, in our last service, I spoke about three different things that we can do with our mouth. We can have a scriptural, positive confession or profession coming out of our mouth in line with the word. We can say nothing in a situation, or we can speak very negatively about a situation. But in all three instances, you are going to form and shape and receive something. Amen. It's going to impact your life. If you speak what the Lord is saying in his word, let me first forewarn you, you will have opposition. Don't shout me down. There was amen way in the back and a couple amens up front. I said, when you speak the word, you will face opposition. I'll say it one more time. And I'm not talking about just a preacher. I'm talking about saints of God. I'm talking about witnessing. I'm talking about on your job when you share a verse of scripture with somebody that's not saved. There are evil spirits that lurk, that they are set on keeping the kingdom from entering in, because they have established a kingdom here, a domain, and they have a system over which they govern. But anytime the word of God is spoken, and see, the Lord has already spoken his word, but now he's given us his word. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." But he said, "I go unto my Father." When I go to my Father, now you will be the light of the world. Amen. You know, the only thing that's not relative is light. Everything has an equal and opposite, but light. There's nothing relative to light. But he said, I put my word in your mouth, and I'm going to protect you as you speak it. Amen? Because there will come opposition. You will be treated certain ways that are peculiar, sometimes that are not fair, sometimes that are just downright wrong because of what you stand for. But the purpose in the enemy treating you like that is to take you off of your stand, to stop saying what you're saying, to stop behaving like you are, because you are bringing light where there is darkness. And one thing about darkness, darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness cannot challenge light. See, you don't have to turn on darkness. Darkness is there. But when you turn on light, darkness cannot coexist. And so you will have opposition. Look at someone and tell you will have opposition. That's why Jesus said that we must be overcomers. In other words, when opposition comes, instead of softening up and, you know, softening your tone and trying to become more politically correct and using other words and not trying to be abrasive or offensive, even though that's not what we try to be. Amen. How many know truth is light? Truth is life. And they that love darkness would rather have darkness. Those are the ones that get offended, even in the church. When people are harboring things that are not true, that are not in life, that are not in the light, they become offended. When attitudes are wrong. You know, when a person does not receive correction or refuses correction, they harden their heart or their face or their head. When they harden themselves, God says they're on a pathway to destruction. But the thing about truth, the Lord said, I put my word in your mouth to plant the heavens. See, there's something about that word in your mouth, and this is why you receive such opposition. Sometimes, I remember the first message I ever preached, the first time I ever got in the pulpit, it was a message on faith. You know, Peter going on the water, you know, the Lord came in and, you know, he blessed and, you know, we had a good time. And the next day, somebody say the next day. Devil didn't waste no time. I'm driving my little car down I-57. This is up in Chicago, going home, rejoicing in the Lord. And out from nowhere, up from under a truck, this big old rock. You know how trucks, that's why they had them flaps. They kick up all these rocks. And the road wasn't even rocky. But a rock came up out from under that truck and hit my windshield. I thought, this is strange. But the Lord said, get used to stuff like this. Because what you said yesterday, you hit something in the spirit realm. Come on. Now, I'm not saying the devil going to break your windshield because you preach, but you agitate some stuff. You know, you stir something up. And see, how many know that's what we're here to do? I'm a peace-loving gentleman. But I recognize that whether you want to wage war or not, you've been thrust into a warfare. Whether you want war or not, now I'm going to be peaceful with you. But when it comes time for Mr. Devil and the true enemy of the church, you ain't got no time for making peace. Amen. You got no time for compromising. You got no time for playing games and hee-hawing and, you know, backing up off of your testimony. You got to keep speaking the word of God. Amen. See, his strategy today is to wear you out. Strategy of the enemy in the last days is to wear down the saints, to wear down your testimony. You know, you've probably said it before. I've said it before, and I've learned not to say it out of my mouth, but I've said it before. I'm just tired. Can't put my finger on why altogether, but I'm just, you know, not tired physically, just tired. In other words, that tired that wants to give up. I ain't said it recently. I've said it before. I know that tired that just want to throw in the towel. That tired that just want to let go and just, you know, forget this. Hello, somebody. Because you've been there too. Because if you say you haven't, you're lying. And we need to pray for you. Because you have. Because that's the strategy of the enemy. And you have to learn through that. Hello? You have to learn through that. You have to learn that when you get to that place, God can take you beyond there. Come on, tell somebody there's a God beyond your trials. There's a God beyond your tests. Amen. There's a God in a place you've never been before. He's been there. He goes before you and he waits there. Yeah, it might seem scary. Amen. It might seem like, you know, you don't know which way or what or how or when. But God's already gone before you. Come on, he's already made a way for you. Even when you feel like you're alone. Anybody ever felt like that? Nobody really understands. Well, I wish I had a real church up in here today. Nobody really understands my situation. Guess what God does? God knew you would be there before you got there. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes he'll even withdraw feelings. But I'm saying all this to say this. I'm saying this for a reason. Because there's something much greater that lies ahead of you. Come on, and some of us are right on the threshold of something wonderful, something powerful. Amen. Something more abundant, exceeding what we even think. Hello? Tell somebody, stay the course. If you drop the ball, pick it back up. I said, if you drop the ball, pick it back up. He's put his word in our mouth that he may plant the heaven and establish the earth. Amen. Lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When you finally say amen, we're going to pick this up where we left off in verse 13. And we're talking about the spirit of faith. To carry the spirit of faith oftentimes means you have to fight. Do you understand what it means to fight in the spirit? Not fighting people. Even though, you know, people may be the instrument through which your opposition comes. You are not fighting people. Amen. Come on. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Our enemies are not carnal. Even though they may pose themselves as an enemy, they are not the source of our warfare. There are entities, there are spirit beings, powers and principalities, rulers of darkness. These are the fellows that we are waging war with. These are the puppeteers. These are the ones that are using people that will yield themselves to them to be used to stop you. To stop you from talking. Sometimes they'll war with you without people. Amen. And let me give you an indication. Sometimes for no reason that you can understand or fathom, all of a sudden your spirit gets depressed. You feel like giving up. You don't know where that's coming from. Just an hour ago, you were singing. Tell somebody, you better recognize. You know, the enemy will try to give you sometimes even dreams that don't make a whole lot of sense, but they make your heart heavy. They confuse your mind. And you saw somebody in the dream. I'm talking about dreams from the devil. Amen. All these things, we war against these things. Oftentimes dreams, we have to tell dreams as a dream. God speaks through dreams many times. But we need to tell them as a dream.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 19 of The Faith Crisis, The Spirit of Faith, part 2. If you are going to truly seek manifestations of God, everything you do must be done in the spirit of faith. In order to have a spirit of faith, you must first believe. You will not see the promises of God manifest if you doubt. Then speak, because it is not enough to just believe. There must be a voice activation.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.